One of the cheeriest sounds of autumn is so quiet and high-pitched that most people don't even notice it, the seeping calls of golden-crowned kinglets. Their little grace notes sound a bit like the high-pitched call notes of chickadees, except that kinglet notes invariably are heard in couplets or triplets. Golden-crowned kinglets are the fairy sprites of the North Woods. Their gold and crimson crowns are as exotic as the ruby throats of a hummingbird. They're almost as tiny as hummingbirds, too, only 3 1/4 inches long. Their weight during fall migration, when they're as fat as they get, is a mere 5.5 grams. That's 1/5 of an ounce. My 2-year-old son Tommy could sit on a scale and balance 2,720 of them. That's more kinglets than I've ever seen. Unlike hummingbirds, which frequently sit on branches, wires, or feeder perches, kinglets virtually never stop flitting around. Even during momentary rest periods, they flick their wings constantly, and their bright eyes and insatiable curiosity remind me less of hummingbirds than of 2-year-old children. Kinglets are easy to attract by going psh, 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 which somehow makes a lot of birds come close to investigate. But most birders are easily frustrated by a kinglet's utter inability to hold still, just as most grown-ups are frustrated by the infinite animation of a 2-year-old. This time of year, golden-crowned kinglets are abundant in the Northland. They don't normally stay this far north for the whole winter, but they do often winter in southern Minnesota and southern Wisconsin, and virtually never go further south than central Texas. They eat insects almost exclusively. When adult flying bugs disappear for the season, kinglets are limited to whatever eggs, larvae, and pupae they can glean from crevices and tree bark. If that seems like mighty slim pickings to us humans, kinglets don't seem to mind a bit. Like toddlers, they take exuberant joy in the sheer act of living. And like toddlers, kinglets have an inner sunshine that brightens even a dismal day. Over my years of birding, I've had 2 heart-stopping moments when golden-crowned kinglets left their wild world for a moment to alight right on my finger. The magic of a wild kinglet trustingly perched in my hands is as close as I've ever come to the magic of lullaby time with Tommy clutching my finger as he drifts into sleep. Tommy won't be 2 years old after tomorrow. The 3 candles on his cake are a promise of ever-expanding horizons. Like a kinglet, he has places to go far beyond my little world, and almost before I can blink, like a kinglet, he'll be flitting exuberantly into his very own bright new world.
I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That was Louis Armstrong. This is Laura Erickson, and this program has been For the Birds.